Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.3, Dashboard Creation and Reporting. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application Tools and Techniques in BI in the Business Intelligence for Finance Professionals course. In this lesson, we'll explore the fundamentals of dashboard design, key elements of effective reporting, and best practices for data visualization. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to create effective dashboards and reports that communicate insights clearly, enabling you to leverage data for informed decision-making in the finance sector. Main content fundamentals of dashboard design. Creating an effective dashboard begins with understanding its purpose. A dashboard is a visual representation of key metrics and data points, designed to provide users with a quick overview of performance. When designing a dashboard, consider the following aspects: audience, identify who will be using the dashboard and tailor the information to their needs. For instance, a dashboard for a financial analyst may focus on detailed metrics, while a dashboard for senior management should highlight high-level insights. Clarity: use clear and concise titles, labels, and legends. Avoid clutter by including only the most relevant data points. A good rule of thumb is to limit the number of visualizations on a single dashboard to ensure that key insights stand out. Layout: organize the dashboard in a logical manner. Place the most important information at the top or in the center, where users typically look first. Use grids and alignment to create a clean, structured appearance. Key elements of effective reporting. Effective reporting is essential for conveying insights derived from data. Here are some key elements to consider when creating reports. Context: provide background information to help your audience understand the data. This may include explanations of the data sources, timeframes, and methodologies used for analysis. For example, when reporting quarterly financial performance, include context about market conditions that may have influenced results. Visualizations: use appropriate charts and graphs to represent data. Bar charts, line graphs, and pie charts can help illustrate trends and comparisons effectively. For instance, a line graph showing revenue over time can provide a clear visual of growth patterns. Actionable insights: highlight key findings that can drive decisions. Instead of simply presenting data, interpret it for your audience. For example, if a report shows a decline in sales, recommend strategies to improve performance, such as increasing marketing efforts or exploring new markets. Best practices for data visualization. Data visualization is a powerful tool for making complex information accessible. Here are some best practices to enhance your data visualizations. Simplicity: keep visualizations simple to avoid overwhelming users. Use consistent colors and fonts, and avoid excessive embellishments. Stick to a limited color palette to maintain visual harmony. Interactivity: if possible, incorporate interactive elements, such as filters and drill downs. This allows users to explore data at their own pace and focus on specific areas of interest. For example, an interactive dashboard could allow users to filter sales data by region or product line. Accessibility: ensure that your visualizations are accessible to all users. Consider color blindness and other visual impairments when selecting colors. Providing alternative text descriptions for charts can also enhance accessibility. Examples to illustrate these concepts: let's look at two practical examples relevant to the finance and fintech sectors. Example 1. Financial performance dashboard. A fintech company may create a dashboard to track key performance indicators, KPIs, such as monthly revenue, user growth, and churn rate. By utilizing clear visuals, such as line graphs for revenue trends and bar charts for user acquisition, the dashboard can effectively communicate the company's performance at a glance. By providing context for each metric, such as market trends or promotional campaigns, stakeholders can make informed decisions based on the data. Example 2. Investment portfolio report. An investment firm may compile a report analyzing the performance of various assets within a client's portfolio. By using pie charts to show asset allocation and line graphs to track performance over time, the report can clearly convey the portfolio's strengths and weaknesses. Additionally, actionable insights, such as recommendations for reallocating funds based on performance trends, can guide clients in optimizing their investments. Conclusion. In conclusion, creating effective dashboards and reports is crucial for communicating insights in the finance and fintech industries. By understanding the fundamentals of dashboard design, incorporating key elements of effective reporting, and adhering to best practices for data visualization, you can enhance your ability to relay important information and drive decision-making. As you move forward, remember to tailor your dashboards and reports to your audience, ensuring clarity and actionable insights. Reflection questions. How can you tailor a dashboard to meet the specific needs of different stakeholders in your organization? What strategies can you implement to ensure your reports provide actionable insights rather than just raw data? Reflect on a recent report or dashboard you encountered. What elements contributed to its effectiveness, or what could be improved?